The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. We live in a post-billiards world. There was an age of billiards, and it has been over for so long, most of us have no idea how huge billiards once was.
100 years ago, there were 830 pool halls in my city of Chicago. Now, if you add up all the gas stations, all the McDonald's, and all the Starbucks in Chicago right now, you'd be nowhere close to that number. You'd be a little under 600, if you want to be exact.
And I know you do, you beautiful nerds.
Today, Chicago has fewer than 10 pool halls.
That is Dan Weissman, reporter, Chicagoan. Dan originally reported this story for Marketplace.
So, billiards. Not what it used to be.
But this is a post-billiards world in a much more profound sense, because the growth of billiards led to the development of a material that, for better or worse, came to define the modern world.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word. You listening? Plastics. This story starts with a guy named Michael Phelan,
who's regarded by everybody as the father of American billiards.
That's Michael Shamus. He's the author of the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Billiards.
Phelan was a brilliant player, but he also raised awareness of the sport, promoted it, arranging the biggest big money matches.
Phelan was totally remarkable because he was everything. He was an all-around everything guy.
He started a huge billiards hall in San Francisco. He patented a new kind of billiard cushion, and then he took the money he had won playing billiards and writing books on billiards and used it to become the first big manufacturer of billiard tables and equipment.
Phelan created the age of billiards in the U.S., and he felt that to further popularize the game of billiards
and sell more tickets to matches and sell more books and sell more equipment, he would need to standardize the gear. Because if tables and balls weren't the same from one location to another, well, you were basically playing a different game every time you went somewhere new.
But standardizing the billiard ball was no easy task. It's a very, very high standard to meet.
The billiard ball has to have certain physical properties. It has to rebound properly. It has to be of uniform density.
And at the time, there was really only one material that would do. Ivory, which was not cheap. Going to Africa, shooting elephants, that is dangerous and expensive, not to mention horrible.
And people for decades had been trying to find substitutes for ivory. And they tried a variety of materials, including even metal balls, iron balls, which really don't perform well.
Iron billiard balls just weren't the same.
Ivory balls had just the right weight, the most even roll, the best rebound off the cue stick, off each other, off the side of the table. Nothing was as good. And not only that, only the best grade ivory would do. In fact, when you look at records from the ivory trade, the top grade of ivory is actually called billiard ball ivory.
And billiard balls required a lot of billiard ball grade ivory.
Unlike the ivory on piano keys, which were just a veneer over wood, billiard balls had to be made of 100% solid ivory, and therefore,
the average number of billiard balls that could be obtained from a single tusk was 3.
If you are the best, luckiest billiard ball turner, maybe you could get 5 balls from one tusk. But even so, that means one set of billiard balls is going to require killing at least 2 elephants.
So billiard balls were very expensive. And when you're trying to build an industry, that's a problem.
For Phelan's company, it was the problem.
The entire trade depended on the sources of this one exotic material.
That's Robert Friedel, a professor at the University of Maryland. He studies the history of technology, and he wrote the book on what happens next.
Phelan and his colleagues were acutely aware that their dependency on ivory was not ideal.
They're really desperate, I don't think it's too strong a word, to find some kind of substitute material, because there simply wasn't anything.
Phelan takes out an ad in the paper, and here's a dramatization of what happened when a guy named John Wesley Hyatt found that ad.
Say, John, yeah? Look at this. Read it yourself. A prize of $10,000 for the discovery of a satisfactory substitute for ivory in making billiard balls.
That's from a 1937 episode of a radio show called Cavalcade of America.
Say, that's a lot of money.
Certainly is.
In terms of wages people earned at the time, it was like $3 million.
Hyatt wasn't a chemist, but he was a tinkerer, and he worked for years to win Phelan's prize.
By trade, Hyatt was a printer, and printers use nitrated cellulose to protect their hands. It's still sold as liquid bandages.
And that material turned out to have very interesting properties, and in particular, it dissolved, and it creates a very syrupy liquid.
In the radio dramatization, Hyatt gets his key inspiration when a bottle of the stuff overturns and he watches it dry into a film that he finds interesting.
Why, this bit of film has given me an idea, and the idea might be worth $10,000.
Hyatt's idea might have been worth $10,000, but it was also dangerous. Nitrated cellulose is highly, highly flammable.
You mean to say you're going to heat that nitrated cotton and compress it?
That's right.
I'm going out of here. Get as far away as I can before they start using that press.
But John Hyatt and his lab assistant, Jim, kept going. They'd heat up the nitrated cotton, put it in the press, and...
You ready to open the press, John?
Yeah. Throw the lever.
John, what is it? Why don't you speak? What's the matter?
Look, Jim. In the press. Look at it. Jim, it's what we've been trying to find all this time. A material that would take the place of ivory.
And the material that would take the place of ivory was plastic.
Hyatt called his new material celluloid. But celluloid did not win Phelan's $10,000 prize.
Celluloid is a wonderful material. It's a beautiful plastic. It can be colored in all sorts of ways. It can be shaped beautifully. It has a wonderful range of uses. But billiard balls is not one of them.
Balls made of celluloid just didn't bounce right, but Hyatt tried to make a go of it anyway.
He does set up a billiard ball company, but his balls are not made of celluloid. They have a thin veneer of celluloid on the outside, but they're mainly plaster on the inside, and they're very inferior billiard balls.
Hyatt didn't give up on celluloid. He went into business with his brother, Isaiah.
The Hyatts set up a whole series of companies to try to exploit what they are convinced is a very nifty material. But they can't figure out what on earth the market's going to be.
They try dental plates. You can color celluloid to look just like real gums, but there's a problem.
Turns out that celluloid gets soft if you're drinking hot tea.
Eventually they find the best use for celluloid is imitation ivory, albeit not for billiard balls, but for versions of popular ivory luxury goods. Knife handles, combs, hand mirrors.
Even toys and boxes, a gigantic range of things, many of which would never actually have been made of ivory.
Also, piano keys. A Sears catalog from the 1890s offers pianos with a choice of key coverings, ivory or celluloid.
And of course, the most famous use of celluloid would eventually be to make film stock for movies.
Meanwhile, billiard balls kept getting made out of ivory.
Ivory that came mostly from Africa, which of course the Europeans had been busy colonizing and exploiting. And the ivory trade was pretty awful for the people of Africa.
Joseph Conrad wrote Heart of Darkness based largely on his own experience in the Belgian Congo, where ivory was the big product.
Conrad called the whole enterprise, quote, the vilest scramble for loot that ever disfigured the history of human conscience.
And Conrad didn't necessarily care about this part, but obviously the ivory trade was also terrible for elephants.
So what was, in fact, a pretty common animal in Central Africa in the middle of the 19th century is becoming increasingly scarce by the 20th.
By the time of World War I, the ivory supply crunch, the one that Michael Phelan had started worrying about 50 years before, had arrived.
And around this time, the real significance of Hyatt's celluloid had begun to show itself. It hadn't worked for billiard balls. However,
it began to inspire people to think about what artificial material might be available, what people could make, what people could invent.
In 1907, a chemist named Leo Bakeland comes up with a new kind of plastic made from petroleum. He names it Bakelite, after himself.
And one cool thing about Bakelite, you can melt it, mix in fillers.
And it turns out that with that capability, you can vary the density, you can vary the elasticity, and you can make a perfect billiard ball.
And so they finally replaced ivory balls with this new plastic, Bakelite.
By the 1940s, even top pool tournaments were being played with plastic balls. But by then, pool had passed its peak. It crashed as the Depression began and never regained its former prominence. The age of billiards was over.
And this post-billiards age, the age of plastics, had really gotten into gear.
For example, the handle of your toothbrush is probably plastic. So undoubtedly are the barrel of your fountain pen, the instrument panel in your car. And yet these are just a few of more than 25,000 modern uses for plastics.
That's plastics, plural. By that time, you've got a bunch on the market. PVC, vinyl, polyethylene, plexiglass, nylon. And in labs, they're discovering the stuff that would end up becoming Teflon and Saran Wrap.
And good old celluloid, the plastic that started it all, had been retired. Even from the movies.
It was indispensable to the beginning of motion pictures, but it was highly dangerous and flammable.
Celluloid film caused several disastrous and fatal fires in movie theaters. By 1934, a new form, cellulose acetate, had taken the place of Hyatt's cellulose nitrate for film.
Celluloid, born out of billiards, was the first plastic. It ushered in a new age of modern products, but it never succeeded in revolutionizing the game of billiards. It did, however, revolutionize another table sport.
Ping pong.
Before celluloid was invented, ping pong was played with something more closely resembling a golf ball, which, as you can imagine, just didn't have that perfect bounce.
Celluloid ping pong balls were used for years, but finally got bumped from tournament play in 2013. The reason? They were a little too bouncy.
Poor celluloid. It just can't win. Someday we'll find the perfect home for you, my bouncy friend.
Watch the ball. Watch the way I climb around your hall. Walking up walls. Sideways and I stall. Throw the web on you all. Back up with a U-Haul. Wreck your rep like Eddie on an LA strip with RuPaul. Yeah, you got the call. I'll put you in a shawl. Rockin' the wall.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Dan Weissman, with Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, Avery Truffleman, and me, Roman Mars. Special thanks to Dave Bond, who runs the Chicago Billiard Museum, an online museum which has an amazing collection of billiards-related documents, data, and images. We'll have a link on our website. We are a project of 91.7 KALW San Francisco and produced out of the offices of ArcSign, an architecture and interiors firm in beautiful downtown Oakland, California.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice. Plus, visit your in-laws. Plus, venture into the wilderness. Plus, wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch, because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. Perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night, plus save on actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
If thinking about salsa in a variety of delicious flavors and heat levels makes your mouth water, you need to check out Green Mountain Gringo. With the medium salsa, you get hearty chunks of tomatoes, tomatillos, peppers, and onions in every scoop. The hot salsa brings flavorful heat to every meal, with each bite containing jalapenos, serrano peppers, and other savory herbs. Plus, they've got a hot sauce with a tangy, spicy flavor that enhances the simplest of meals. We've been going through a really big cheese quesadilla phase in our house. I don't know why. Every kid wants one. So I cracked open the medium salsa to make everyone happy, and I'll save the hot one just for me. Visit greenmountaingringo.com and start shopping. Use the store locator to find Green Mountain Gringo products, get inspiration for recipes, and purchase products using promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off. That's promo code PODCAST24. Whether you're a family vacation traveler, a business tripper, or a long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels features locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. That's what I like. I like to be within walking distance of all the stuff. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. With so many hotel brands, Choice Hotels allows you to prioritize what you need. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Article believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices too. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs make furniture shopping simple. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. I have Article beds, coffee tables, sideboards, an Article dining set. I was just perusing the site because we're doing up the outside and need some patio furniture. We haven't decided what item yet, so check it out. Tell me what I should buy. I'm sure whatever you pick out for me will be great. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. They're having their Memorial Day sale from May 13th to May 27th, which would be the perfect time to use your store credit on top of sale prices. To claim, visit article.com/99 and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
You can find the show and like the show on Facebook. We're all on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and Spotify. And you can see that Johnny Appleseed of Billiards, Michael Phelan's extremely unsettling neck beard at 99pi.org.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastics.
Exactly, how do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?
Yes, I will.
Enough said. That's a deal.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.